请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Today, the children go to the soccer field.
今天，孩子们去足球场。
They want to play soccer and have fun.
他们想踢足球并且玩得开心。
The sun is shining and the weather is good.
太阳正在照耀，天气很好。
There are many trees around the field.
田野周围有许多树。
The children put on their sports shoes.
孩子们穿上了他们的运动鞋。
They start to kick the ball to each other.
他们开始互相踢球。
The ball is round and red.
球是圆的和红色的。
They run fast and laugh loudly.
他们跑得快，大声笑。
Two children try to score a goal.
两个孩子试图进球。
The goalkeeper jumps and catches the ball.
守门员跳跃并接住球。
Everyone is happy and smiles.
每个人都很开心并微笑。
They drink water to stay healthy.
他们饮水以保持健康。
The park is a nice place to play.
公园是一个适合玩耍的好地方。
The children feel strong and healthy after the game.
孩子们在比赛后感到强壮和健康。
They like to play soccer every weekend.
他们喜欢每个周末踢足球。
Soccer helps them to stay in good shape.
足球帮助他们保持良好的身体状态。
The sun goes down and it is time to go home.
太阳下山了，现在是回家的时间。
The children say goodbye and leave the park happy.
孩子们说再见，愉快地离开公园。
A flash flood happened suddenly in Wichita.
威奇托发生了山洪爆发。
Many people were surprised by the heavy rain.
许多人对大雨感到惊讶。
Water quickly covered streets and homes.
水迅速覆盖了街道和房屋。
The city warned people to stay inside and be safe.
城市警告人们待在里面并保持安全。
Many roads were closed because of the flood.
许多道路因洪水被关闭。
Emergency teams helped people to move to higher places.
紧急队伍帮助人们搬到更高的地方。
Volunteers gave food and water to families in need.
志愿者为有需要的家庭提供了食物和水。
People helped each other during the emergency.
人们在紧急情况下互相帮助。
Schools closed to keep children safe.
学校关闭以确保儿童安全。
Many animals were also affected by the flood.
许多动物也受到了洪水的影响。
The fire department worked all day to help everyone.
消防部门全天工作以帮助每个人。
The rain stopped after a few hours.
雨在几个小时后停了。
Volunteers and soldiers cleaned streets together.
志愿者和士兵一起清扫街道。
People shared stories of how they stayed safe.
人们分享了他们如何保持安全的故事。
The community promised to prepare better for the future.
社区承诺为未来做更好的准备。
Wichita will rebuild and help each other after the flood.
威奇托将重建并在洪水之后互相帮助。
Patrick Schwarzenegger is an American actor and model.
帕特里克·施瓦茨尼格是一位美国演员和模特。
He began his acting career in the early 2010s.
他在2010年代初开始了他的演艺生涯。
One of his first important roles was in the movie, Grown Ups 2.
他最早的重要角色之一是在电影《大哥二》中。
He received attention for his role as a popular high school student.
他因扮演一名受欢迎的高中生而受到关注。
Patrick also starred in the thriller, Midnight Sun, which showed his dramatic skills.
帕特里克还主演了惊悚片《午夜阳光》，展示了他的表演技巧。
His performances have been praised by critics and fans.
他的表演受到了评论家和粉丝的赞扬。
In addition to acting, Patrick has worked as a model for several brands.
除了表演，帕特里克还曾作为多个品牌的模特工作过。
He is known for his charming personality and good looks.
他以他迷人的个性和出色的外貌而闻名。
Patrick is the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger, a famous actor and politician.
帕特里克是阿诺德·施瓦辛格的儿子，一位著名的演员和政治家。
His family background has brought him extra public attention.
他的家庭背景给他带来了额外的公众关注。
Despite this, Patrick has worked hard to create his own identity.
尽管如此，帕特里克努力工作以创造他自己的身份。
He studied at the University of Southern California to improve his skills.
他在南加州大学学习，以提升他的技能。
Patrick has appeared in both movies and television series.
帕特里克出现在电影和电视剧系列中。
His role in the series Army Wives was well received.
他在 Army Wives 系列中的角色受到了好评。
Throughout his career, Patrick has developed a strong fan base.
在整个职业生涯中，帕特里克建立了强大的粉丝基础。
He often uses social media to connect with his followers.
他经常使用社交媒体与他的追随者联系。
Patrick Schwarzenegger continues to seek new opportunities in the entertainment industry.
帕特里克·施瓦辛格继续寻找新的机会。
He hopes to become a well-respected actor in the future.
他希望将来成为一名备受尊敬的演员。
His journey reflects dedication and passion for his craft.
他的旅程反映了对他的手艺的奉献和热情。
Jack, a determined teenager, worked tirelessly at Burger King to support his education.
杰克，一位坚定的青少年，在汉堡王勤奋工作以支持他的教育。
Every day after school, he would clock in and handle the busy lunch rush with a smile.
每天放学后，他会打卡并带着微笑应对繁忙的午餐高峰。
Jack was proud to earn his own money and contribute to his family.
杰克为赚取自己的钱并为家人做出贡献而感到自豪。
Despite the long hours, he kept his grades high to graduate with honors.
尽管长时间工作，他依然保持高分，以优异成绩毕业。
His manager noticed Jack's dedication and offered him a leadership role at the restaurant.
他的经理注意到了杰克的奉献精神，并在餐厅为他提供了领导角色。
This position came with new responsibilities and a chance to inspire his co-workers.
这个职位带来了新的责任和激励他的同事的机会。
Jack embraced the role and motivated others to deliver excellent service.
杰克接受了这个角色，并激励他人提供卓越的服务。
His co-workers looked up to him for commitment and positivity.
他的同事们尊敬他，因为他的承诺和积极态度。
When graduation day arrived, Jack felt proud of balancing work and studies.
当毕业典礼那天到来时，杰克为能够平衡工作与学习感到自豪。
His family, friends, and colleagues at Burger King joined the celebration with cheers.
他的家人、朋友和汉堡王的同事们一起加入了庆祝活动，欢呼声不断。
The restaurant manager presented Jack with an award for outstanding dedication.
餐厅经理向杰克颁发了杰出奉献奖。
Jack's success story inspired many young workers juggling responsibilities and dreams.
杰克的成功故事激励了许多年轻工人，他们在兼顾责任和梦想。
He showed that determination and hard work can lead to success even in difficult circumstances.
他展示了决心和努力工作，即使在困难的环境下也能带来成功。
His story was shared by the local newspaper to encourage other teens.
他的故事由本地报纸分享，以鼓励其他青少年。
Jack continued working at Burger King while planning to attend college next year.
杰克继续在汉堡王工作，同时计划明年上大学。
He dreamed of becoming a business manager inspired by his own journey.
他梦想成为一名受到自己旅程启发的商务经理。
The teen hero at Burger King was a symbol of hope and perseverance for the community.
汉堡王的青少年英雄是社区希望和坚持的象征。
Jack's journey highlighted the importance of balancing dreams with practical efforts.
杰克的旅程突出了平衡梦想与实际努力的重要性。
His story remains a powerful reminder that success is achievable through dedication and hard work.
他的故事仍然是一个有力的提醒，表明通过奉献和努力工作可以取得成功。
Joe Root astonished cricket fans worldwide with his record-breaking ODI performance.
乔·鲁特以创纪录的 ODI 表现震惊了全球的板球迷。
His innings was not only remarkable in terms of runs scored, but also inspiring for many young athletes.
他的表现不仅在得分上非常出色，同时也激励了许多年轻运动员。
Root meticulously crafted his shots, demonstrating a perfect blend of technique and intuition.
Root 精心制作了他的射击，展示了技术和直觉的完美结合。
The match took place at Lord's Cricket Ground, a venue steeped in history and tradition.
比赛在洛兹板球场举行，那个场地充满了历史和传统。
England's fans erupted in jubilant cheers as Root completed his century with an elegant boundary.
英格兰的球迷们在鲁特完成他的世纪一场优雅的界外球时欢呼雀跃。
This outstanding achievement was a critical moment in the one-day international series against Australia.
这一出色的成就是对阵澳大利亚的一日国际系列赛中的关键时刻。
Experts praised Root's composure under pressure, noting his ability to steer England toward victory.
专家赞扬了鲁特在压力下的镇定，并指出他带领英格兰走向胜利的能力。
His tactical mindset was evident as he adapted to the changing conditions of the pitch.
他的战术思维明确显现，随着他适应球场上不断变化的条件。
The subtle variations in bowling speed and line did not disrupt his rhythm.
曲球速度和线路中的细微变化并没有干扰他的节奏。
Moreover, his partnership with Yosh Butler was crucial in building a formidable total.
此外，他与乔斯·巴特勒的合作在建立强大的总成绩方面至关重要。
Their collaboration showcased exceptional synergy and mutual understanding.
他们的合作展示了卓越的协同作用和相互理解。
This innings not only secured a decisive victory but also boosted England's morale immensely.
这局不仅确保了决定性的胜利，还极大地提升了英格兰的士气。
The media hailed Root as a future captain with unmatched leadership qualities.
媒体称赞鲁特为未来的队长，具备无与伦比的领导才能。
Cricket analysts have extensively debated the technical mastery displayed during his innings.
板球分析师广泛讨论了他在比赛中的技术精湛表现。
The innings serves as a case study for aspiring cricketers aiming to excel at the international level.
这局比赛作为一个案例研究，供有抱负的板球运动员在国际级别追求卓越时参考。
Furthermore, Root's mental resilience was a standout factor against high-pressure bowling attacks.
此外，鲁特的心理韧性是在高压保龄球攻击中脱颖而出的因素。
Fans are already anticipating his pivotal role in upcoming tournaments.
粉丝们已经期待他在即将到来的锦标赛中的关键角色。
In conclusion, Joe Root's remarkable century will be remembered as a defining moment in English cricket history.
总之，乔·鲁特的非凡事迹将被记住作为英格兰板球历史上的决定性时刻。
Literature criticism involves analyzing texts from various perspectives to unravel their underlying themes and techniques.
文学批评涉及从不同角度分析文本，以揭示其潜在的主题和技巧。
Modern literature often challenges traditional narratives with innovative forms and contemporary sensibilities.
现代文学常常以创新的形式和当代的感受挑战传统叙事。
Classic texts, conversely, serve as a foundation, embodying timeless themes that resonate across generations.
经典文本则作为基础，体现出跨越世代共鸣的永恒主题。
A comprehensive critique requires attention to stylistic devices such as metaphor, allegory, and symbolism, which enrich textual meaning.
一个全面的批评需要关注风格装置，如隐喻、寓言和象征，这些丰富了文本意义。
When examining modern novels, one must consider the influence of digital culture and global interconnectivity.
在审视现代小说时，必须考虑数字文化和全球互联性的影响。
Conversely, classical literature demands an appreciation of historical context and linguistic evolution.
相反，古典文学要求对历史背景和语言演变的欣赏。
Throughout history, literature has reflected socio-political changes, often serving as a mirror to society's evolving values.
纵观历史，文学反映了社会政治的变迁，经常作为社会不断发展的价值观的镜子。
Critical essays dissect narrative structure and character development to expose ideological subtexts.
批判性文章剖析叙事结构和角色发展，以揭示意识形态的潜在含义。
Postmodern works blur boundaries between reality and fiction, often employing metafictional techniques.
后现代作品模糊了现实与虚构之间的界限，经常采用原小说技巧。
The comparative study of genres highlights evolution in thematic focus and stylistic experimentation.
对各种类型的比较研究突出显示了主题焦点和风格实验的演变。
Understanding authorial intent requires skepticism, as texts often harbor multiple, sometimes conflicting, interpretations.
理解作者意图需要怀疑精神，因为文本经常包含多重，有时相互矛盾的解释。
Moreover, intertextuality reveals the dialogue between texts, enriching the reader's comprehension.
此外，互文本性揭示了文本之间的对话，丰富了读者的理解。
The scholarly debate over canonical versus marginalized literature underscores shifting cultural values and power dynamics.
关于规范与边缘化文学的学术辩论强调了不断变化的文化价值观和权力动态。
Critical theory, including feminism and postcolonialism, expands interpretive frameworks to include diverse voices and experiences.
批判理论包括女性主义和后殖民主义，扩展了解释框架，以涵盖多样的声音和经验。
A nuanced analysis pays heed to the socio-historical conditions that shape authorial perspective and narrative voice.
细致的分析关注塑造作者视角和叙述声音的社会历史条件。
Literary criticism benefits from interdisciplinary approaches, drawing insights from history, philosophy, and psychology.
文学批评受益于跨学科的研究方法，汲取历史、哲学和心理学的见解。
Ultimately, the study of literature serves not only to interpret texts but also to understand the human condition itself.
最终，文学研究不仅仅是为了诠释文本，而且还是为了理解人类状况本身。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。